Here's another thought about learning from our failures. Years and years ago, a friend of mine made this observation. He said, photography is a process of cumulative disappointments. When you see the scene and you visualize it in your mind's eye and capture it on film and then make a print and then frame it and hang it on the wall, every step along the way loses a little something, he said. And generally, that's true. I can rarely remember seeing a print and being thrilled because it looked exactly like what I saw in my mind's eye at the moment I clicked the shutter. Instead, what happens is the two-dimensional rendition isn't quite as good as the three-dimensional one. The film doesn't quite capture what we'd hoped it might capture. The print loses a little bit something else. The matting and framing on the wall, it's all a series of disappointments. But there are two observations about that I think are interesting. The first of which is the assumption that what we're attempting to do with our camera is to reproduce what the world looked like. But if we're trying to make artwork, that assumption can be tossed. And so maybe it's not the failure we thought. And the second thing, of course, is that the preconceived idea we had in our mind's eye when we were out in the field is the one and only and perfect method to render that scene, which completely eliminates all the artistic and creative elements of craft that might make a picture that's quite a bit different than what we saw. So in some regards, failure as a cumulative process is based on two presumptions, which we might toss out the window. And in doing so, we find that our negatives and our productivity improve because we're not trying to match something that we can't. We're trying to make something that we can.